Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I'd like to tackle the question if swimming in the evening hours is more dangerous because sharks then supposedly hunt. This is something I have been asked quite a few times. Everybody seems to be aware of this assumption, so let's see if there is some merit to it. Or if it's just one of these erroneous things when it comes to sharks. First of all, sharks eat whenever they have a chance or feel like it, which actually makes sense. If a shark would just eat in the evening hours and he would come across some very good bait during daytime and just not take it because suppose it should not eat at that time, that would not really make any sense. So bottom line is they feed whenever they have a chance or feel like it when they're hungry. That some sharks feed indeed during evening hours when the light starts to fade is correct, but not because they then have a seemingly advantage over their prey, but because the preferred prey may then be available. Let me say something here about the possible advantage over fish. Well, although we always hear it, that cannot be an issue because should sharks indeed have an advantage over its preferred prey, it would soon have eliminated that food source. Anyway, what dim light feeding means is that, for example, reef sharks prefer to feed on a particular species of fish that hides during the day and does not come out until it gets dark. In that case, a shark would then indeed preferably hunt during evening hours. But that would not mean that a reef shark, when he would come around a dying fish, would not take it. But what it means is it prefers to use evening hours not because of the light, but because of the availability of its preferred food. But is it also correct that swimming during evening hour is more dangerous than during daytime hour? Absolutely not. If that would be the case, we would have more bites during evening hours, and we don't have them. Of course, one could argue that not that many people are in the water during that time. Agreed, but we would still see more bites than we do during that time. But there could be another reason why the bite rate is very low during evening hours. Sharks may actually stay further away from us since they don't see their escape routes clearly enough. Whenever sharks approach us, they try to keep as many escape routes open as possible, and the way they then approach and connect to the chosen minimal distance to us would reflect the number of these escape routes. This said, I feel that this is a reason why the bites are quite rare in evening hours besides that fewer people are in the water at that time. So let's discuss why this assumption is so prominent that sharks supposedly bite more during these low light hours. I believe it has to do with the shark's eyes and the fact that judging distances also get harder for them when the light gets dim. And that would mean they have to come closer. Let me give you a very quick rundown about the shark's eye compared to ours. In general, there is an anatomical resemblance, but there are two bigger differences. For example, we bend our lens to focus where the sharks move it back and forth. And in their visual center, they possess black and white cells instead of colors as we do. What that means is that they are more light sensitive during crepuscular hours, which means dusk and dawn. So, with other words, they see better during the dim light hours, and there I see the actual problem. The shark would need to come closer in order to explore us, in order to get an idea what we could be. But you know, the sharks will never have an idea what we are. So coming closer to increase use of different sensory organs would in evening hours more likely still be the case. But the problem is a shark would then really have to come very close, which most likely it will not do. I can't support this observation of getting closer in dim light hours with experiments or tests. But whenever I work into the evening hours, it appears that this is the very case. Should a shark indeed come closer during low light hours also means that we feel more threatened, just because we have a certain idea how close sharks come during daytime hours. Remember, the inner circle, and also all of a sudden this threshold will be overstepped. So that we assume the shark is more dangerous has nothing really to do with an actual danger we are in. It's more the way we interpret a shark that comes closer than what we are used to. Then there's, of course, the mental effect of dwindling light. People just don't feel comfortable during low light hours, even more so when they are in the water, which in itself triggers an area of fears. So what does this all mean? Is there a real danger in being in the water during evening hours? Not really. It's just the way we interpret the situation we are in. We know that approaching a human being is never an easy task for a shark of any size and breed. But once the visual range drops, hearing will be the main sensory organ until the eyes see the object, and that can startle a shark should the visual range drop close to the shark's inner circle, which even in clear water can actually happen that it gets as dark to the point where a shark really would have to come as close as about two body distance in order to actually see us. So when looking at such an evening hour scenario from all these angles, it seems or it appears that a shark is likely more stressed to approach than during daytime hours, mainly because of distance judging and being able to see or notice the escape routes clearly before the animal is too close. So would it help then to approach the shark when we notice it? Remember face guide, push, move. The move part is going towards the shark in order to get some distance between us and the shark. Yes, it would likely have the same effect as during the day. I say likely just because although I tried it a few times, I did not tried so many times that I could say it's representative. But most of the time, whenever I approach a shark during crepuscular time, and because I wanted to get more distance between the two of us, it actually worked the same way. But by approaching a shark, we also have to deal with the low light scenario. And chances are that we lose sight rather quickly, and that really happened to me many times. I saw the shark right below the surface when it was closest, tried to move towards the animal or just keep it in sight, and it vanished right away. So there is actually an issue that we really cannot circumvent. And of course, withdrawing difference then during these hours than daytime, just because we can't keep the shark in sight when moving towards the shore. Remember, that's what we always said, when moving to the shore, go backwards. If needed, look where the shark is swimming, and as soon as he turns around and comes back towards us, we stop swimming altogether. We stay in one spot, going vertical, and just pivot. Well, in evening hours, you cannot do that. So, since we can't really see a slow-moving shark during evening hours, when just our head is above surface, there's nothing we can do except withdrawing in a very slow manner. Remember, whenever we move, we create sounds. The slower and the more rhythmical the motion we do, the less is a shark interested in us. Should we have a mask and snorkel, then we can use peripheral vision, which means that we do not really look at the object but around it, which will then activate our black and white cells, the layer around the visual center, and we actually get more sensitive towards the light and actually could differ between the background and the moving object. Before I end this show, I'd like to briefly discuss another assumption about sharks and low light hours. Sharks supposedly are drawn close to the shorelines during these hours for the purpose of feeding. This is an issue that I can't confirm nor reject. Does it make sense? Yes, as long as the prey is either more abundant close to shore during that time or it moves there during evening hours. Of course, one would have to study both in greater detail. That fish moves closer to shore during evening hours would indicate more protection for them. So one could assume that closer to shore would mean reefs or even mangroves to hide in and such, but not sandy beaches since they do not offer any form of protection except shallowness. So when it comes to the abundance of fish, well, that could attract more sharks in the evening hours. So if fish really are more abundant there, yes, it could mean that sharks are drawn to shoreline areas in the evening hours. But then there's the issue, of course, of the prey that is nocturnal, meaning active during nighttime hours. So a shark may actually follow these fish. And of course, then if the fish will move closer to shore, because it feeds as well, then a shark would have to follow. So you see, it's not really clear cut. Just because one thing happens does not necessarily mean the answer is very straightforward. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.